It's Richard Margetson on 105.7 ABC Darwin.
The absolute horror of losing your wallet. Heather from Tiwi, good morning to you.
Good morning, Margot.
Now, tell us, you gave us a little text the other day and said you'd lost your wallet. Just give us an idea of how you lost your wallet, first of all.
Oh, well, the whole sorry tale, I was having a massage at the Nightcliff Markets in one of the tents.
Oh, yeah.
And when I got off the massage table, all of my gear was missing, including my clothes.
That's... Oh, no! So you were nude and without a wallet.
That's right. Oh, and without my bag that had my mobile phone.
Oh.
I had no credit, no cash, no ID, no clothes.
That's terrible, and I hate that person who did that to you. So, since then, you, like everybody else, is trying to actually fill your wallet back up with everything you need to actually operate your life.
Yes.
How long ago did you have the wallet stolen, and how long do you reckon it'll be till you get your life back together?
Well, it was last weekend, and I've got a lot back in place, but it's taken a lot of hours. However, I have been advised by Medicare that the card takes up to six weeks.
So your Medicare card will take 6 weeks to replace. So that's the one that's got your kind of, I guess, Commonwealth ID on it. Because a lot of it is to do with actually identifying yourself, isn't it?
I guess so, yes. But they give you a sort of a temporary replacement slip for it. You can still go to the doctors and things. But I just find it... I went to the motor registration board the next day and got my licence, but Medicare takes up to 6 weeks. I can't work that out.
Yeah, so some things take one day and some things take 6 weeks. I've got a man who can help you out. His name is Still Garion. He's a tech expert. He joins us on the phone as well. And Heather, if you've got questions, you can direct them to Still Garion as well. He will hear you. You will hear him. Still Garion, good morning to you.
Good morning, Richard and Heather.
Good morning.
Terrible story, Still Garion. 6 weeks. First of all, is that, I mean, just in terms of Commonwealth identity, 6 weeks to kind of re-establish your identity within a system seems like a long time, doesn't it?
Well, you're not actually re-establishing your identity because, as Heather said, they give her a slip of paper with a new Medicare number straight away. What you're actually waiting for is them to just print the plastic card.
Right.
And... Like any service industry, if you want it faster, you've got to pay more. But Medicare is trying to save money, so they're saying, oh, you know, we'll just churn them through when we get there.
Okay, so sometimes when you lose your wallet, you lose the whole box and dice. That includes your cards, which have your access to things like airlines and those sorts of things. You sort of, you know, those sorts of cards. You've got cards that are your credit cards and bank cards, and you've got identity cards. Why can't you, in a modern world, simply put all of that into one card or have one piece of paper that basically makes it possible for you not have to go to multiple places to get your identity back?
Now, you can get that sort of thing working, but there's a number of drawbacks. Federated ID is part of the thing, which is the jargon term. It basically means that a group of organisations will choose to recognise each other's ID cards. Now, you can sort of get that because your passport or your driver's license is accepted by a whole range of organisations as proof that you're who you are to the government, effectively.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they say, well, we'll accept that. The difficulties are twofold. One is just purely technical. If you want everyone to accept driver's licences, it means everyone has to have some way of checking driver's licence numbers to make sure you haven't got a fake one. And that means giving them direct access to the driver's license database. And I don't know that we necessarily want every organisation to have that kind of access.
Yeah, but, you know, Heather, you got your driver's license back in a day, so that's the one that you'd think, well, look, if I just had my driver's license, surely everybody could take that. I could go to my bank, go to everywhere, go just use one card.
Well, I used my passport to get the driver's license.
Yeah, so you need the, and they're the two, the magic ones that have a lot of, you know, you have to go to a lot of effort to get either a driver's license or a passport, and so people trust that. But will they necessarily trust your gym membership card or your Facebook login or all of that? So that's one of the issues. The second issue is really if you create an ID that is a master ID, that becomes a really attractive target for the bad guys to steal.
Because they can get it all in one hit. Now, Heather, though, if you use your passport to get your driver's license, you've got the two big ones, wouldn't it be, isn't that enough? Why can't I, you lost your phone, and you would think the phone would be the key to it. You only got 40 seconds to explain the complete technical history of phones and passports still, Gary.
Well, the phone wasn't problematic because the phone was returned in my, found my handbag.
See, if her ID was on her phone, she would have had it back still, Gary.
Yep, and we're starting to look at that. The smartphone as the centre of your identity is starting to be a thing that is happening, but God help you if you then lose your phone if you never properly encrypted and locked.
We're going to have to leave it there. Heather, thank goodness you're at least halfway towards getting your identity back, but it seems like you're just going to have to wait. It's safer to wait the 6 weeks, it seems.
Yes.
Lovely to talk to you and talk to you in a time of crisis. Heather from the Tiwi, I'm sure you have lost your wallet. After the news, we are going to get on a stool, and I'm not talking about a three-legged seating equipment.